With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For the title of his latest novel, writer Ivan Doig drew on an old Scottish folk song.
It's a old traditional Scottish tune, which indeed I wrote myself.
Since Ivan Doig writes words, not music, the folk song he wrote was never set to a melody, but it feels as though it had been.
Dancing at the Rascal Fair, devils and angels all were there, heel and toe, pair by pair, dancing at the Rascal Fair.
Ivan Doig says he ran across the phrase dancing at the Rascal Fair in a dry old Scottish sociology book.
I got up one morning after largely sleepless night with that running through my head and told my wife, the title of the book is going to be Dancing at the Rascal Fair. I went out and bought a songwriter's rhyming book and concocted the tune to go with it, Don.
Can you hum it for us?
While Ivan Doig's Dancing at the Rascal Fair has a decided Scottish flavor, the story is set in Doig's native state of Montana. The novel begins in 1889 and tells of two young Scots who brave a perilous journey in steerage to settle in the harsh world of Montana as homesteaders. While their worst enemies are often themselves, they must also fight drought, blizzards, fires, and the great flu epidemic of 1918. Dancing at the Rascal Fair is the second of what will be three books set in Montana, which trace the lives of Ivan Doig, Scottish forebears.
I began in the middle with a book called English Creek, set during the Depression years, because it was closest to my own memory and time in Montana. It's largely about my dad's generation.
The last book in the trilogy will take Ivan Doig's fictional McCaskill family to the present, in time to celebrate Montana's 100 years of statehood in 1989. For now, readers may enjoy English Creek in Ivan Doig's magnificent new novel, Dancing at the Rascal Fair, published by Athenaeum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Ivan Doig celebrates his native state of Montana in his latest novel, Dancing at the Rascal Fair, the second in what will be three books tracing 100 years in the lives of his fictional McCaskill family. The first in the series, published in 1984, is English Creek. Ivan Doig was born in northern Montana in 1939. Doig's mother died when he was six, so he was brought up an only child by his father, an itinerant ranch hand.
I simply went with him wherever he went, which included the bars of the small town of White Sulphur Springs, a town of 1,000 people that had 9 bars. And in my first book, This House of Sky, a memoir of that period, I did a kind of a tour of those bars as I remembered them.
This House of Sky, published in 1978, was nominated for a National Book Award.
My father was dying of emphysema in Montana, and so I was back there a lot trying to help him cope with that long dying. I could see that these kind of leathery guys who had made their lives as cowboys and sheep herders was passing.
It was a story Ivan Doig wanted to tell, and it came in the aftermath of the Watergate scandal.
Everybody indicted or was offered a fat book contract. It shouldn't be underestimated the kind of goad that is to an unindicted writer.
It is clear from his books that Ivan Doig has a passionate feeling for language.
I'm trying to use the language of Montana in this trilogy. So Rascal Fair has something, I hope, of a Scottish lilt, and English Creek was told in the voice of someone of my dad's generation and has a more Western twang to it.
Ivan Doig, his novel Dancing at the Rascal Fair is first-class reading, published by Athenaeum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his fiction, novelist Ivan Doig celebrates his native Montana. His newest novel is Dancing at the Rascal Fair, which is set not far from the place of his birth, where the High Plains meet the Rockies. 20 years ago, Doig went to graduate school at the University of Washington and now lives in a Seattle suburb, choosing not to live in the weathers, the winds, and the distances of Montana.
The combination of mountains, the Cascade and Olympic Ranges on either side of us, the water of Puget Sound leading out to the Pacific seems to be exactly the kind of balance we wanted to be around.
It's a little damp, isn't it?
It is, but Don, it's words grow in that damp air as far as I can.
So does fungus.
So does fungus. Well, you try to sort out the fungus and keep the good words.
The good words are found in Dancing at the Rascal Fair, which traces the lives of Scottish immigrants from their arrival as Montana homesteaders through the early years of the 20th century. It's the second in what will be a trilogy about Doig's fictional McCaskill family. Ivan Doig went to Scotland to research Dancing at the Rascal Fair, where he drew on Scottish joke books.
The old spinster asked why she never married. She said, I wouldn't have the walkers and the riders went by. Well, that kind of dry humor of the Scots was back there in some capacious old joke books.
Back in Seattle, Ivan Doig got out a big folding table and spread out his research, all put on file cards.
I try to make the cards talk to each other in a sense. So I keep looking for the possibilities, trying to make imagination spring out of all this factual collection lying face up.
Ivan Doig believes that each sentence should carry a poetic weight, a belief carried to reality in his eloquent novel of the West, Dancing at the Rascal Fair, published by Athenaeum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.